Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Happy Monday. This is like the first normal week that we've had in quite some time. And getting back into the swing of things, isn't there, to me, I'm going to ask you, like, isn't there? But then you're going to say, no, not at all. So I'm not going to infer how you're going to answer this. But do you get a little jolt of energy to get things in order, get a little more organized in January once all of the holiday, you know, all the Christmas decorations are put away? You've done the full clean on the home when the Christmas decorations have been toted up and put in the attic or whatever. Does that give you energy to do things that you were like so not interested in thinking about in like mid-November?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's like a high. Like,
you're mocking me.
No,
you are
I'm not. I'm telling you.
Right, it's like that I would never.
I'm like, oh, I don't want to organize the garage, but then suddenly in January I'm like, "Oh yeah, let's organize that garage.
Don't
let's
talk
get
like
this
that.
Done." Yeah. It just gets me going.
It's too much indoor hot frosty.
No. You're inferring a lot now.
Now?
I'm talking about cleaning.
Now? This is
getting
not...
Getting projects done. That's all I'm talking about.
Are you full of crap?
No.
You're still full of crap. I don't believe anything you say.
I'm full of love.
Of what?
And energy, because it's January.
I quit. I'm going home. I'm going to go organize.
I totally understand.
Organize my closet.
What you're saying, because I love getting projects done when everything's getting back. The kids are back in school. Katie's back in school. I'm ready to roll. I'm ready to get a shelf built, you know?
By who?
Probably my handyman.
Yeah. I'm going to make that phone call.
Get a shelf built.
Yeah, but I'll make a phone call now before I'm like, oh, gosh, I don't want to lift that phone. Now I got energy. What about you?
Brad?
I know what you're talking about, Annie.
Thank you.
I do too.
Thank you.
It's like a renewed...
No, you're done. You did your thing. You're done. I feel sufficiently mocked, Brad.
It's that renewed focus that you get, and you're like, all right, new year.
That's what I'm talking about. Injecting
let's
my vein.
Let's get right
we
in
go.
There.
All right.
Yeah, new year, new me.
Yeah,
ready
new year,
to go.
New you.
Yeah, I'm going to throw this book at you. I'm going to get the wrestling book and throw it at you.
You made Brad mad. How do you feel?
He always makes me mad.
No, I don't.
I'm just expressing myself now.
No, I don't.
Stop being a jerk and cutting me off. I'm trying to make a point, Ryan.
I like cutting off Annie. I don't like doing it to Brad, but I got so much energy
because
it's January.
But you do it nonetheless, which leads me to believe that maybe you do like it.
Yeah.
Annie?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go.
I'm going to shut up. Clearly, I'm not wanted here.
Ryan, you are incapable of passing up the opportunity to make a joke. You can't do it. You can't do it. It's like a... What movie am I thinking of? Oh, yeah. It's like a Roger Rabbit.
Just sitting there boiling.
Or, no, Christopher Lloyd's like, no tune can refrain from the old shave and a haircut. Dun, 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 dun. And he's like, two bits! That's you! That's what I deal with every day! You're two bits!
I'm not gonna deny that.
I'm gonna go get the dip.
Oh no. That kills tunes. I've seen it.
Yeah, who's the Christopher Lloyd of this situation? I think I just made
are.
It me.
Yeah.
Start calling Annie the judge.
Yeah. Your eyes all bug out like Large Marge.
Roger Rabbit's a good movie.
Oh, it's a great movie.
I hated that movie when I was a kid.
It was scary.
It was. It was too intense for a little
kid. Well, it crossed over into like a little bit more of an elevated maturity to watch the storyline that was going on. I did not. Do you know what that movie is about? Do you know like what the?
It was like a secret theme to it. Is it really about communism and McCarthyism or something?
No. Okay, it's about insurance fraud.
What? No.
The guy fakes his death to collect an insurance payment.
But that's not like the moral of the story, is it?
No, that's the catalyst of the story.
Okay.
I've been going back and watching those 80s, 90s, early 2000s movies. Every time we think of one, we show them to the kids. And I go back and I'm watching some of these movies for the first time where I can, as an adult, contemplate what the story is about. And whoever is in charge of, gosh, I'm going to probably get a little bit of the details wrong, but it's like whoever was in charge of Toontown dies so that they can collect insurance money on it.
And was Roger Rabbit the witness? Is that why he was?
No, he was framed for murdering him.
Who framed Roger Rabbit? But
yes, the name of the film.
Jessica Rabbit was playing Patty Cake, literally.
That's right.
And was aware of the like insurance claim and all this stuff. But the whole point is, I was watching this. I'm like, is Roger Rabbit about insurance fraud? It appears it is. But when you're a kid, to your point, all you see is these beloved characters. I mean, there were Disney characters, Warner Brothers characters.
That's why it was so unique.
Toontown was all together, and it's like, here's the scariest man you've ever seen in your life, Doc. That's the only other place you knew of Christopher Lloyd, is a crazy scientist from Back to the Future. Here he is, and he's boiling cartoons.
Yeah, he's just throwing acid all over like your beloved childhood characters.
Yeah.
I hated that movie. I wanted that movie to be, when it came out, just Toontown. No conflict.
That existed already. That's what makes the movie interesting in the level that it was presented to the public.
Yeah, I wanted to see the prequel to Roger Rabbit when it was just fine. And I loved the Toontown stuff because even at the time, I didn't understand like, oh, these are two different studios getting involved. How rare.
Mm-hmm.
But it was weird to see Bugs Bunny and Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Because I'd never seen that before. And I wanted to see more of that.
Guess the year.
89.
88.
Yeah, close.
So that had been 4 when it came out. You were about 17.
7.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I was 6 or 7, depending on when it came out.
But the other thing that was interesting to me as an adult watching that movie was that, do you know what they wanted? Do you know what they wanted to do to Toontown?
Do they want to pillage it?
No, not well.
Build a freeway.
And parking lots.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Lloyd, in his like corporatism, is all about taking over Toontown, and he starts talking about the magnificences of freeways and parking lots and stores taking over, like the idea of capitalism, or, you know, air quotes, progress taking over the cartoon world to serve basically corporate greed masters. And I'm like, that's what they did to Disney. they implemented all of this DEI in place of like what is actually joyful in storytelling, because that's I will say this. I don't know what even would have to be said in order to change my mind on this. The idea of DEI existing, these departments of DEI, and injecting it into every nook and cranny. They used to do this to great lengths, but in a secretive way. But what the Barack Obama Hope and Change movement morphed into was in the overt, punch you in the nose with it way. And if you didn't like it, you were racist, you were sexist, you were homophobic, you were, you know, a Nazi or whatever it was. I mean, they got so overt with it that everybody started to tune away. But the implementation, the public implementation of DEI was never about kindness and openness to diversity. It was always, 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 and we know this now more than ever, a marketing ploy. They wanted to sell to consumers that when you do business with us, you're on the right side of history. If you patronize these different places, like that one executive at the Bud Light thing, the people don't really remember that the Dylan Mulvaney thing was not really an ad campaign per se by Anheuser-Busch or Bud Light. One marketing exec sent a case of Bud Light to Dylan Mulvaney. And this is what happens in the influencer world, is you send something, you send a care package, and then what they do is they're like, oh, thanks, free stuff. You know, beer company ABC sends me this stuff. I'll do some social media with it. I get some free stuff out of it. There could be compensation that's involved in it. I don't know that Dylan Mulvaney was compensated for
it. I thought there was something. I thought there was something more than just Bud Light, but I don't remember what it was.
My understanding was that this was part of a package that would be sent out to social media influencers, and it's almost like phishing. You send stuff out to people, and then they do what they do with the product, and they upload it to their outlets. People see it, and they, you know, they. We live in a world where you would probably think that you could send out care packages like that to a whole bunch of influencers who are on all sorts of political ends of the spectrum or whatever it is, and then they do with it what they do with it, and then you get some publicity out of tapping into these massive audiences that people have created on social media. But the virtue signaling that has been invested in these marketing departments, not the DEI department, it's like the DEI should have been a budgetary subset of marketing. Because people, businesses, corporations see value in selling you that virtue. And when it was no longer popular, they stopped doing it. How commit, like, go back and listen to what some of these companies have said about diversity and equity and inclusion. How is it possible that Facebook can be eliminating their DEI programs and still be committed to a diverse workplace at Facebook? Either you didn't have to have the department in the first place in order to ensure that you're not being an a-hole employer, or you did, and now you're an a-hole employer. Which one is it? They're selling you what is on trend. And what was on trend was woke. What is on trend is the opposite of woke. Which is really, it's really kind of gross when you think about it, that all of these different corporations that are looking to be successful on their bottom line so that when they report back to their shareholders or whatever budgetary meetings that they can report nice, happy numbers that are in the black, that they go and look at what's on trend and they lean into that. I'm very curious to see how much advertising, how much marketing starts to at least wink and nod towards faith. Because the opposition to what we're seeing, what we've seen for so long, is to come out and say, I mean, it's all over sports right now. And I have this in my mind to do on Friday as our poll. It's like, do you believe that there is a genuine faith movement taking place in our country right now? Because if all of these companies start seeing that, you're going to see, you know, like, for instance, locally, the St. Louis Cardinals, they have a Christian day at the ballpark. Mm-hmm. They have a Pride day at the ballpark. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do they elevate the promotion of the Christian Day at the ballpark right now? I don't know what they will do locally, but I wouldn't be surprised to see places that were previously woke, while they still offer what they literally refer to in June as gay days, will there be an amplification of some sort of faith-based thing? If it's on trend, I think you might see that. There's nothing wrong with a company leaning into trends, but when you find yourself feeling more virtuous because you patronize any company, just always remember in your brain that that virtue is something they're using to sell to you. And there's not a better example than watching all of these. Robbie Starbuck on X is at the forefront of calling, of diving deep into these corporations, finding out about their DEI programs, and really just making public, did you know that John Deere, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden it's like John Deere's getting rid of their DEI department. Mm-hmm. They don't even, nobody wants to deal with what Bud Light has had to deal with. And I am maybe in the minority, I don't know. I want Bud Light to rise above this. I want to be in a place where anybody who has prior to this moment in time put themselves in a position where they failed to read the reality of the situation. I want people to be able to right the ship. I want to see people have success, but you can't just, you don't just get it. You have to earn it. And watching company after company after company be highlighted specifically by Robbie, which is where I see this at the forefront, be specifically highlighted like, okay, let's look into the DI company of this. And it's usually, generally speaking, like, for instance, John Deere as a company, you got a lot of conservatives driving John Deere's. I would assume that there is a higher percentage of conservative farmers than there are liberal farmers. Just an assumption. Point me to the data where I'm wrong. Do people, if you've got options, if you have an international harvester, if you've got a cat, if you've got whatever the equipment is that you're trying to look for, what's the red one?
Case International.
Case International. We're a green family.
Same.
If you are looking at your options and you realize, wow, this company that I'm buying six figures worth of equipment for, I mean, like, if you've ever looked into the price of a combine, good grief. Do I want to spend it here or do I want to spend it there? Those opportunities exist, and all of a sudden it's become, in a capitalistic way, advantageous to eliminate the DEI program. And that is as political of a move as it was to add the DEI program. But here we are.
Yeah, it's not a horrible place to be. At least it's shifting in the right direction. You just hope it doesn't just shift back and forth.
But
at least
it will.
You hope there's some permanence too.
That's the thing, though. Like, we need to stop adding into our identity the politics of the companies and corporations that we utilize. It's up to you to make the decision where to spend your money. And I talk to a lot of people, especially ones who listen to this show or this station, or people who are of the mind think that a lot of us are, that you get to the point where you're like, I can afford to spend my money, where after I let go of my money and send it to the next place, if it costs me more to send it to a place that doesn't hate me, I'm willing to spend those dollars. I understand that and respect it wholeheartedly to be an educated consumer. But it's okay to just, I mean, by all means, do what you want to do, but it's okay to just choose to spend your dollars elsewhere and not feel compelled to have to go on some sort of crusade to get a company or to get the public to understand where you are. Because the bottom line that affects everything is the moved money. That's the key. And in American capitalism, in this free market society that we live in, we have that power to do that. I definitely see a shift, though, right now is a very big trend of DEI programs going away. And I just got to think that every time there's a headline that hits like that, it is personally offensive to the Kamala Harris types who need that mentality, that virtuous moral obligation to coat your heart in decisions that you make, to not publicly be against those things. Oh, they don't really care how you feel about it. But when you can keep people from speaking out loud about how they feel about things because they disagree, when you can keep people silent, you win every argument they don't participate in. And now they're not winning that argument any longer. All right, a quick break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about your comments on the YouTube live chat poll. Should the Trump inauguration go on as traditionally planned? Yes or no? Annie Fry YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/@AnnieFry, F-R-E-Y. Go vote. Tell us what you think. We'll be right back.
Yeah, she's a kind dog.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We are 1 week away from Donald Trump, President 47, 45 and 47. 1 week from today, we will be broadcasting live. Are we on, 11 to 3, I think,
yep,
is the plan?
Extended hours.
Yep.
Extended hours. We're going to broadcast live the coverage in conjunction, hand in hand, with Fox News. Very proud to be the Fox News radio affiliate here in St. Louis. And so we will have your coverage for the inauguration, for the events as they unfold. And when we were speaking with Steve Moore earlier on the show today, who also said on air that he would be happy to come back with us, and we will absolutely welcome him back from the parties taking place in Washington, D.C. that day, that Donald Trump intends to take the oath of office right there on the Capitol steps and then go immediately into the Capitol and sign some executive orders. And he said before the parade, that's what he said. So that's business. That's getting down to business right away.
So he's going to go from swearing in to sign then?
Yeah, he's going to walk in the Capitol, sign papers.
In the Capitol.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and then Steve said, and then he'll do the parade after that. I just think that I'm asking on the YouTube live chat poll for today, should the Trump inauguration go on as traditionally planned, yes or no? The parade is, I guess, maybe the thing that makes me the most nervous. But being on the Capitol steps, man, that's out there. Have you been?
No, I've never been to Washington. Well, you know what? I've been for a day, but I didn't see any of the stuff. It was for business stuff back a while ago.
Business stuff? That yeah. sounds intriguing.
Business stuff.
It was back when I was doing Songstage, the second season of the show. We had some judges and stuff on the show, and Sirius XM is in Washington, D.C., or their headquarters is. So we went there to do some interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And that we were in and out, though. I never saw anything.
Chris on YouTube says, I vote for as planned with lots of prayers. Russell says, I voted yes to go on as traditionally planned, but many have missed some news, which may have been why this poll was chosen. But may have missed some news as to why this poll was chosen. Just getting close. Just worrying, I suppose, myself. Vicky said, I voted no. I just have a bad feeling and would feel better if it was all done indoors. Diane said, lots of craziness out there. And after two assassination attempts, I am uncertain whether things should change. I'm a no. RSG said, I voted no on the poll. Saboteurs will be running amok. Constant stopping for drone alerts. Joe will fall up the stairs. Kamala will be stumbling around. It will be helter skelter. I hadn't really thought of my consideration for Joe and Kamala on that day. Jackie said, I'm in agreement with George. The inauguration should go on as planned with increased security. Well, Lord Almighty, I hope so. And Dale said, I said yes, but with a modification such as riding in the beast down Pennsylvania Avenue. I think that there should be modifications. Of course, increased security, like Jackie said, is an absolute must. And I mean, they'll do it. They'll secure it. No expense spared on making sure that everything is super, super secured. But after it's all said and done, how many times have we talked about what could happen and then nothing happens? And then a week later, you're like, oh, hey, remember when we were worried about that? That was a no-go.
Right. Which hopefully this will be, but you never know. The worst case scenario is always what you're planning for. I think they should spare no expense in having tons and tons of Donald Trump impersonators everywhere.
Oh, there will be dupes.
So you know,
and then for the
he's
folks
walking
at home,
out
that's not
behind
the
other
Trump.
Buildings. You're like, which one's a real one? I don't even know. Like it's the end of Three
it's the
Amigos.
Mexican hat dance.
Yeah.
Probably red MAGA hats.
Probably call it something else.
Yeah.
Call it the American hat dance.
Yeah, Gulf of America.
Did you see it? Was it real that the Mexican president tweeted out like a new map that called it Mexican America, or is that just a spoof?
I saw that she was talking about it.
Well,
like for real,
it is a spoof, but she's doing it.
Yes,
yeah.
It wasn't some sort of funny idea that somebody else had.
No, but did you see the funny idea that somebody else had? That the reason he's calling it Gulf of America is because they've banned so much drilling in the Gulf of Mexico that he's going to get around all this. That's not the Gulf of Mexico anymore.
Well, the kids call that big brain.
Yeah, that's thinking with 100% of your brain.
I don't see a Gulf of Mexico here. Nope, do you?
Go
nope.
ahead and drill, everyone.
Let's go. Looks like we can drill, baby, drill. I wish I knew what the word baby in Spanish was.
Niño.
Baby?
Mm-hmm.
It's child.
Close enough. Drill, Nino, drill.
You sound like a gringo. Nino, close enough.
I don't even know what a gringo is, so I'll take it as a compliment.
Spanish word
for baby.
It's going to be Nino, and I'm going to be mad.
Yeah, it is.
It's baby.
No.
Baby.
Isn't that a brand?
El Nino does say child, kid, boy, baby, infant, or lad.
See?
And dramatic storm. I added that. El Hijo is son, child, sunny, or barren. Got that taken care of.
Alrighty.
On this YouTube live chat poll, should it go on as traditionally planned? You are a...
I am go on as traditionally planned.
Yes.
Yes.
Brad?
Yeah, I'm a yes on this poll. It should go on as it's planned.
I am a no. I would like modifications, but I don't think I'm going to get them. Let us know what you think on the YouTube poll, and we'll continue to report on those results here. At the end of the show, Ethan will come in here shirtless.
All greased up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know about that. He never does that around us.
Well, that's what Ryan said.
That is what I said. He does that at 3.
Oh, that's why I get the heck out of here.
You know what's going to be really funny is that if we keep talking about that like it's a real thing, and then Ethan has to do it because the people demand it.
I don't know. Nobody ever has to do anything here.
What if we show up at our next remote and people are like, what's Ethan doing wearing a shirt? Like they really bought into it. What's Ethan going to do?
There's nothing wrong with shirtless Ethan.
That's what I would sort of say, too.
Would you?
I don't know.
Have to think about it. Practice. Do you have all your Christmas decorations down?
No.
How much? What percentage are
Zero.
Still up?
Oh, everything's 100% up? Is still up.
What about you, Brad?
They're all down.
Everything's down? What? Do you have a plan for when they come down?
Oh, yeah. There's a very involved plan.
Like back then?
No.
What?
Right now. Here's the deal. We couldn't put any of our Christmas stuff away because all the Christmas stuff goes in the corner where the handyman had to be to put in the electric for the bidet.
The bidet.
So once again, the bidet is the bane of my existence.
It's the Christmas gift that keeps on giving.
And well, finally it's there. And so now the plan. And also, we had so many Christmases that we had to delay because of weather and sickness and stuff. We finally did our last one this weekend. So
this
now
past
we
weekend
can't.
You had a Christmas?
Yeah, we did. We've finally put it away now, as of today.
Your Christmas stuff is away.
No, we can finally
oh, you
put
can.
It away.
Yeah, we have everything. I think we still have our little train set up on top of our piano. And we have our Christmas tree is up, but completely undressed. Just like Ethan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, partial.
Shedding all over the place. It's a real tree, and it has not been watered in some time. I know it's a fire hazard. I get it. I want it gone. But when you've got to move a Christmas tree that is so brittle, it's almost like you don't want to do it because the mess that it's about to make is worse than the mess that it is right there in the corner. And with the snow, normally we would just, in order to get it out of the house, we would go put it in the Christmas tree holder on the deck and just let it sit out there. And then the first warm time that we have, we've got a friend. Sometimes we'll put it in their lake if they want a tree in their lake. It helps with the fishing and stuff. Or put it somewhere. I don't know if they even really got around to the Christmas tree pickup, because usually the local trash will be like, you get this much amount of time to put your tree on your at the end of your road and we'll pick it up. I don't know that if our municipality even did that. You guys have all fake trees, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did this year.
I need to get this sucker out of my house, and I can't do it myself, and it's going to be a disaster mess.
We got a new tree that was a 9-foot tree a few years ago, and it was nice to know, just based on your advice, that I could take the old fake tree and just go throw it in somebody's lake.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
Yeah. So great for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go to break, FR says something inherently wrong with needing an electrician to wire your plumbing project.
It's not just plumbing. It needed electric, too. I had to have
to give you an extra little zzz.
A utility handyman. You got to plug those things in.
What kind of bidet is this?
It's powerful. It's not just water. It's heated seats. It probably plays music. I don't even know. I haven't gotten that far.
You haven't been allowed to use it yet?
Really. It's like that's her bathroom now. Used to be everybody's. Now it's Katie's bathroom.
You don't even get to use it?
I've used it,
you have
but
to sneak around.
It's like you gotta wait till
Ryan. What are you doing?
People are sleeping.
Why are you going in there?
People are watching a movie. You're like, I gotta run to the restroom real quick. So yeah, you have to plug these things. Even if it's just the seat, you can't just use a bidet the same way and hook it up to your plumbing. You got to get electric in your bathroom, or you can just run a real long extension cord over to by the sink. I guess
one of those orange ones.
Yeah,
we'll be right back.
Greenlanders, the Danes, would love nothing more than for American private industry to either, whether it be develop mine natural resources, or were they to exist, even drill for oil and gas. American oil and gas companies have looked at the Greenlandic territorial waters for years and years and years. Remember, this is an extremely complicated and expensive part of the world to do business, and it hasn't always made commercial sense. But there is zero reason why American national interests cannot do exactly what the Chinese are looking at doing right now as well, which is investing in Greenland. There's nothing holding us back from that.
That's the former ambassador to Denmark, Rufus Gifford.
Ah,
You got to trust a guy who is an ambassador named Rufus.
Mm-hmm. I'd appoint him just based on that.
Saying positive things towards the idea of American interests in Greenland. Do you feel like that's going to really happen?
More so every day.
It doesn't seem crazy.
I can't believe once the case is presented for why, if you were living in Greenland, why you would want to, I can't imagine not wanting to.
Well, and then, like, if you're in the United States and you're like, why on earth would they do this? Like, it's so much more. Like, there's shipping lanes. I heard somewhere where they were talking about, well, there's like this natural choke point that's between England, Iceland, and Greenland that any Russian ship, if they're not getting out of the, and they're not getting out of the sea that, down by Ukraine because Turkey has closed off the Dardanelles, they have to go through there. And they're like, you want military presence there to basically, if you want to say, nope, you can't come through, you make it so, and you can do that from Greenland if the U.S. had a base there.
Annie, I don't know about you, but when Turkey closed off the Dardanelles, I was immediately like, we need Greenland.
Yes. I was trying to read the subtitles on TMZ.
I knew you were.
You're a jerk.
I knew you were.
Yeah, you called me out.
Here's another one for you.
Now,
whenever I hear Danes, I think of 20s slang. I am not thinking of Danish people. I'm thinking of like, she's a dime. Hey, look at a Dane. Bee's knees.
Dame?
Yes, but it's Danes. Whenever they say Danes, as in Danish people.
You're thinking of Danes.
I automatically am going back to, hey, yeah, cat's meow, baby.
Can we talk about TMZ?
Sure.
Is this what it's like to listen to our show?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, no.
This is what it's like.
I was like in the middle of working.
Right.
And then I tuned back into the show.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand what's
going on. It's unfortunate, isn't it?
Well, it's when I'm the host.
Yeah.
We went from the Dardanelles to the bee's knees in 2 minutes.
TMZ is covering Carrie Underwood performing at the inauguration. And I was trying to read the subtitles up there because they're reporting on it. And what the subtitles say is that they are seeing a whole new caliber of celebrities willfully coming out in support of Trump and said something about cozying up to Trump. And there was nothing that was said there that was a jab at Donald Trump.
Okay.
I was just waiting for the opportunity to see where they like leveled it. Okay, Carrie Underwood is going to be at the inauguration. She's going to sing. They referred to her as being consistently apolitical, which I think is pretty true. She said some things before that made me think she probably leans conservative. She's a country singing country artist. So I think you default country artists to be conservative, and then they usually do something to try to make you question that they are completely a far right winger, which is what the assumption is, especially from people who know nothing about country music.
Right.
But they even set up there like, let's be honest, Carrie Underwood is in a different class of celebrity than Kid Rock, who performed at the first one. And I think that's actually, I don't know about like caliber of performers, but Carrie Underwood is A-list musician, talent, beauty, entrepreneur, everything. And you even mentioned off air, didn't you say here in today off air that Carrie Underwood was going to be performing?
Brad did.
I mean, that I didn't know that until Brad said it, and then they're reporting it on TMZ.
Or Ethan did, because by the look on Brad's face, he did
definitely
not say
Ethan.
That.
Well, Brad's in the fan club.
Yeah, I know. Brad's the one printing all that paper.
Big, big fan of Carrie Underwood.
I don't think so, based on your eyebrows.
Weird.
Not they're like, he's not caring enough for his eyebrows.
Do you guys need to finish this? I'll just sit here. TMZ's at commercial break, but I'll see what Triple A has.
Ethan, were you the one that mentioned Carrie Underwood being at the inauguration?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. We couldn't figure it out.
There's only a way we could amplify his voice on the show.
There it is.
Just stand in the corner and yell, Ethan.
Right now?
Yeah.
You want me to do that right now?
No.
Okay. It was me, Ryan.
Do you, the report just came out, the Village People are going to perform. I don't know if that's entirely shocking to anybody, but they are
so
going
funny.
To perform.
I didn't know all of them liked Trump. I knew one of them did.
I think they probably like what he's done for their careers.
Yeah.
This time around.
Sure.
Yes. I'm not saying that the Village People needed Donald Trump to be a known name. But in 2025, there's how many people who are of the Village People's era are having their heyday once again?
I would think that Pepsi money's dried up by now.
I don't even know who the Village People are.
You're familiar with Pepsi?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
That's it?
What?
Pepsi did a big ad campaign. P-E-P-S-I. in the 90s.
I don't remember that.
I
but
wasn't
also
alive.
Also, when I think of the Village People, I don't automatically think of Pepsi.
Oh, I do.
When I think of Pepsi, I think of Britney Spears, like any good millennial.
What did she do for Pepsi?
I'm learning a lot about you, mister.
What did she do?
You think about Pepsi, and your first thought is the Village People and not Britney Spears?
Look, my first thought about a lot of things is the Village
People. You are actually, like, a minute older than me, and Britney Spears' Pepsi commercial should be right down Central Lane for one Ryan Wiggins.
No one's going to talk about him just admitting his deep love for the Village People?
Yeah, I'm not here to judge. Nothing wrong with that.
If I look up Britney Spears' Pepsi commercial, am I going to get reported?
Not here.
I'll go down with you.
Okay, thank you.
Well, it's for Ethan, historical purposes. He wasn't alive then. That's what we'll say.
Ah, she's wearing a low-cut top.
That she is.
I see. Interesting. I guess I'll have to watch it.
Now do the Village People. I see they're wearing a low-cut top.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That was unexpected. She started the whole commercial. I don't remember any of this.
Oh, you're actually watching
She
it.
Started the whole commercial in a delivery worker's uniform. A Pepsi delivery worker. Full on.
I bet it didn't last long.
She took it right off.
Why even put it
almost
on in the first place?
Exactly.
Do you remember the Gladiator? Britney Spears, Pink, Beyonce. Enrique Iglesias is like the emperor or whatever of Gladiator, and they're doing We Will Rock You.
Oh, I kind of did they just remake this one recently?
I think it's made the rounds recently on social media.
Well, there was a new one because like Megan Thee Stallion was in it too. Like there was a newer version of it.
The
I think.
Stallion.
What did I say? The? Sorry. Got it in my bad.
Huge fan.
Put some respect. Can't even like process after the function after that.
He's actually
going to
do a
about?
Megan Thee Stallion report tomorrow on Wiggins America.
Oh, really?
Just read some lyrics.
No, not really.
I don't think you could do that.
She made that up. It was for jokes.
I don't make things up.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, it was for fun.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to continue to see what happens in this commercial.
Should have tipped you off at the end of the segment.
A whole bunch of delivery workers all showed up, and they kept their uniforms on, thank you very much.
Whew.
But they're background dancers.
Oh.
Hers is off.
Cool. What?
What?
The way you said that, I'm not comfortable.
What does any of this have? What does any of this have to do with Pepsi? I'm not any more inclined to drink that beverage after watching this.
Okay,
that
let's go back to
thirsty?
The Village People, sir.
Well, it makes me a little thirsty, but not for Pepsi in particular.
Get Mark Rudin in here. I'm done. Mark, you're not busy. I need help. Well, how long can we have dead air? 8 seconds?
8 seconds.
Britney Spears 2001 or Britney Spears 2005? Oh, I'm sorry, 2025. The now version or the 2001 version? Which would you prefer? To me, it's 2001 all the way. But I just wanted to see if I was alone.
Nope, you're not.
Okay.
Very alone.
I mean, based on nobody answering the question, I feel alone.
Who else do you want to see perform at the inauguration? Do you want to see any of the rappers?
Do you remember Billy Gilman?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing him.
My voice was heard. Uh-huh. That's how high his voice was.
I want to see him.
Billy Gilman. Why do you know? Why is that name in your? Why is that accessible in your head? Why? Billy Gilman?
Mm-hmm.
Ethan? Do you know who Billy Gilman is?
Nope. I'm sorry.
He too did a Pepsi
commercial.
But Billy
Gilman then. Again, not now. Then we need to
prepubescent
that Billy Gilman at next week's inauguration.
YouTube live chat poll and results. Ethan, help.
That time of the day. Thank God. 271 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll, which asks, should the Trump inauguration go on as traditionally planned? And this was an overwhelming answer in one direction. 86% saying yes. and do some simple math there. 14% say no.
Well, God willing, everything goes off as planned and no drama other than the business of the new president in the presidency. We will be covering that whole day. We will be there 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. for special coverage of the inauguration of President Donald J. Trump. So you're going to want to keep it here on 97.1 next Martin Luther King Day. But of course, do not change the channel. Right here on 97.1 FM Talk, Mark Reardon coming up next. I'm all gonna lose control tonight.